in the house.
And for some reason, Cappy just puts sunglasses on. What is the explanation for that, Cappy? Why are you trying to big time everybody?
It's in honor of LeBron, man.
Is that what it is?
If LeBron wears sunglasses inside, I can wear sunglasses
inside.
You know,
last night I thought during the post game was not... I think AD was wearing
sunglasses.
Yes,
that's true. AD was rocking some goggles last night himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, when you're like AD or LeBron,
yep,
or in this case, me.
Cappy.
All right?
AD, LeBron, and Cappy,
right.
Yes.
When you're under the bright lights,
yes,
sometimes, you know, you just want to look around, not let everybody know what you're looking at.
So we talked to Rob Pelinka today.
I heard that.
And your name came up.
Somebody here brought it up.
Yeah, your name came up. Me and Rob and John are talking. And somehow we got onto this subject. The next time Cappy is on the floor at a game, is he free to approach you and say hi?
So if Cappy's got some ideas or a good strategy for, you know, this series, we're all ears.
Ignore him. He's got no good ideas.
But as John Ireland said thereafter, but no shortage of opinions.
No, that is right. True. No shortage of opinions.
Right. I think it could be beneficial for you to meet Rob and talk with him.
It would be.
Now that I hear how open-minded and what a flexible thinker that Rob Pelinka is.
Yes.
I can tell you this right now.
Yeah.
Next time I'm on the floor.
Yep, Monday.
Which will be Monday.
Yep.
I will feel very comfortable walking up to Rob and saying to him, if you don't have you have a minute here? Because eye to eye.
I'm Cappy.
Give me a couple of minutes here. Let me lend a few concepts and some strategic thoughts about tonight's game.
I want you to start with this. It's me, Cappy.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi, Rob. It's me. Hi. It's me,
He's
Cappy.
He's heard about you now.
Yeah. Hi,
it's me. We kind of greased the wheels.
Yeah,
you did.
You feel very comfortable
Appreciate
with that.
I'm going to have to really get dressed up on Monday.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to dress like Rob Pelinka on Monday. I want to wear like a cool colored jacket that's really tightly, like, you know, like, altered.
Weird
I'm gonna wear
that.
A t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like a t-shirt kind of a deal. Look, sort of a thing.
Like a Miami Vice thing.
Very much. I'm gonna Pelinka.
Yeah. So we took pictures. Did you get your picture taken today?
Well, if what you're asking me is, did I spend time modeling today?
To bring the clothes.
Yeah, it's picture day here, John.
Sorry,
it's not picture day.
Tomorrow is,
you know,
also
what?
Picture
I
day.
I can pull one from the ESPN thing. If
tomorrow
you
is also picture.
No,
day.
No.
ESPN has like a photo image thing. I'm sure,
but there's back-to-back picture days.
Oh,
it's not really.
Tomorrow,
you make it seem like we're in sixth grade and we got our pictures taken
Felt
for a
like
year.
I was
no,
in sixth
no,
grade.
No, no,
yeah.
no, no.
Yeah.
To me, John, I know you're not here today, but to me, based on the lights and the green screen behind, and the sound that the camera's making, right? Like, I would say it was more modeling than it was picture day.
Yeah.
There was a lot of movement, you know? There was a lot of relationship.
Wait a minute, there was a lot of movement?
Movement, right.
Were you like, who was back there? Was it like Annie Leibovitz taking pictures?
No,
or?
No, it was Carlo Leibovitz.
Carlo.
Yeah. Carlo Leibovitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, her cousin.
Yeah.
Who works here.
And what did you wear?
I wore an all black number.
Suit?
Yeah, so suited up. Black pants, black shirt, black jacket, black hanky, and you ready for this?
Yep.
I finally found the outfit to rock the black Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Rocked them.
Really?
Rocked the black Air Force Ones.
So you had a session.
Oh, total.
Photo session.
I mean, I looked like Pitbull, like the Jewish version.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Not quite. I want to see the pictures. I was embarrassed because my jacket was way too big. So I stuck a pin back there and tried. It makes me look fat.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I care about when I'm getting pictures taken is, does this make me look fat?
Yep.
But you look thin today.
Thinish.
Not Have you
there.
Eaten anything today?
I gained a lot of weight from drinking.
Oh, really?
You went back to drinking. And
alcohol is like pure calories.
Yeah. Well, it's actually worse. It's empty calories.
Empty calories.
What brought you back to drinking? Was it a sponsorship deal here on the station that got you back to drinking?
Well, I did. I'll tell you what. I do love that we have Dos Hombres on.
Okay.
I love a mezcal in my margarita. But no, I just felt like I needed a little extra something.
Something to mix with the THC.
Like, I like to go out for just a cocktail.
Yep, understood.
And I don't want, like, John always gets a whiskey sour. That's like your standard order, right?
Yep.
So I always think that the mixologists have created these unique craft drinks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
and they've put time into this. So I always try whatever the craft drink is, the craft cocktail.
That's very nice of you. I never do that, but that's nice of you.
Yeah, I do that. I what do you drink?
I'm just like Tito's soda lime,
that's easy, simple.
Maybe sometimes.
By the way, you're not drinking big calories there.
No, that's right.
Tito's and soda's not big calories.
Right, or if I have a tequila mandala, I'll just sip on it. Also not a lot of calories.
Yeah, if I'm drinking more old fashions.
There's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, it's a lot of sugar. Yeah, it's kind of a sugar bomb.
I mean, they
bomb.
Literally have to put sugar in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to get off that.
You got to get off the old brown.
Yeah. You could have the drink, just don't have all the extras.
Yeah.
Just drink it straight.
Now,
or neat or on the rocks.
Last night I had, again.
You ever notice how we have all the answers about health and fitness and beauty? You ever notice that?
It is, yeah. You guys got it going on.
Yeah.
I have absolutely nothing going on in that department.
Speaking of that, let me just ask you guys a question. And again, Johnny, I know you can't see this unless you're watching on YouTube, but today I'm trying something new.
Trust me, John is not watching on YouTube.
John, you're not watching on YouTube
I
right
am
now?
Not. No.
Oh,
no.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
I don't know. John, you've never watched a show on YouTube, have you?
Zero.
Sometimes I watch the show while we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I like to be in the chat.
See what I look like? Is my hair okay?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
I like to be in the chat.
I have zero interest. I'm with Ireland. Yeah. I care less about YouTube.
I know. He doesn't care about YouTube. Yeah. Me, on the other hand, I care too much.
Yeah, I do.
He does care too much.
Yeah. I care a lot.
You too. You're like two peas in a pot.
Actually, Cappy and I do have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you and Ireland have a lot in common.
We do, but it's weird. Guys would kill each other if you're around each other too long.
Right. No. You're the Ireland of Shadano and Cap, and you're the Mason of Shadano and Cap, or vice versa.
Yeah, right. And it's almost like when you're friends with another married couple and you think to yourself you'd like to sleep with your buddy's wife, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And you're like, what, you don't know this? This is not something you've ever had happen before?
Mm.
Really? Wait, this is unique? I'm the only person that's ever thought this?
Unique is Laura.
You want to sleep with your friend's wife?
Well, yeah, like, I'm just saying, like...
No, unique.
Like, hey,
that's
we,
your Twitter
I would,
handle. Yeah, that's your Twitter
I would
handle.
Be better with her than I am with her. You've never had that?
No.
You and Juan have never been
never.
Together, and you're out with another
never.
Couple, and you're
no,
like...
we are bonded.
Really?
We are one.
Have a good all show, right. Everybody. I'm out.
Yeah, no, so you want to sleep with your buddy's wife?
No, I'm giving an example.
Oh, okay.
I was giving an
but
example.
But it's based on life, you said.
Well, I'm just saying, like, we're switching spouses because
it's
Ireland
a swap party.
And
it's a key party.
Kind of.
You know, there were two
pictures. I
mean,
I don't know how this went off the rails like this, but okay.
I mean, Cappy, there were two Yankee pitchers in the 70s that wives swapped.
Yes, they did.
Mike Kekich and Fritz Peterson, right?
Straight up trade.
Just said one day, let's trade wives, and they did it.
Wow. They did it.
Affleck and Damon were going to do that as a movie, and it fell apart.
Did it? That would be a good
movie. That would be a good movie.
Yeah.
I'd like
that'd
that movie.
Be a good one.
Still haven't seen Air, although I definitely got to see it.
Oh, hey, Cap. I got news for you.
It's going to stream on Amazon.
Yeah, it's going to stream on Amazon in 1 week.
No way.
Oh, 1 week.
I'm waiting. Oh, I'm definitely waiting.
It's not a movie you have to see on a gigantic screen. I'm glad it got a theatrical release and all that stuff, but it's fine on TV.
Yeah.
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 So... John, you're not watching on YouTube, but Mason and Sedano here. So, guys, I'm trying something new today because I always wear a black puffy jacket every day. I talked to you guys about this yesterday.
Yeah, you usually keep LeBron warm in here.
Right. I usually put it on LeBron so that his shoulders stay warm in the studio while we're on the air.
We have a big standee of LeBron,
Right, right. And so I feel like I got to start transitioning from the jacket. Like, it's starting to get warm out now.
It's not getting warm.
I thought it was chilly this morning.
I walked out today.
It was 48 degrees when I
woke up this
morning.
Wouldn't I call it brisk?
Yeah, but it was nice and sunny.
Sunny.
So there was that. But it was chilly this
morning. I still have a puffy. I don't wear it every day like you, but I have a puffy jacket.
Puffy.
I'll probably wear it Monday to the Lakers game.
I don't feel like I have like another like secondary jacket. You've got
a
full closet.
Why don't you just go and buy one?
Hey, am I late to the party on this?
Come on.
On ESPN2 right now, there's a game of professional tag.
Hmm.
Is this a thing that I don't know about?
I'm not familiar with
there
it.
There was a movie called Tag.
Yeah, but this is
which
like
was entertaining.
Professional
itself.
Tag. These guys make money? These girls?
Yeah, like put on ESPN2.
We don't know how to control the TVs in here.
I'll put it.
Plus we get the Dodgers on it. 6-6. Bottom nine.
It's like two guys running around an obstacle course.
You're going to turn
you
the
know,
Dodger game?
Basically playing grab ass.
Yeah, put Tag on this TV. We got Dodgers there. 6-6, bottom nine. They got runners on first and
there
second with one out.
There's Tag?
Oh, there's Tag.
Yeah.
Oh, these guys
have
are
you guys
jumping
ever seen
obstacles?
This before?
No.
Never seen it. Never
this
seen
like,
it.
I didn't even know this was a
ESPN
thing.
ESPN the Ocho.
Come on, man.
Thing.
Get him. Get him.
Oh,
get
wow.
Get him. Get him.
That's actually exciting.
Yeah, both guys from USA. So what? You got one guy named Tempest.
No, I think Tempest is the name of the game.
Oh, he got him.
Oh,
okay. He tagged him.
Now, Sedano.
No, that's the name of the team. One is Tempest, the other one is 215.
Sedano,
like,
why aren't you doing play-by-play on this? You should be doing play-by-play on tag for ESPN.
I'm
between NBA games, like when you're doing side and you're doing
and
radio.
College football.
And college football and NFL.
Just
add tag to the resume.
Yeah. This is so cool. This
Nobody else can do tag.
You know what? I should have asked them to call that pickleball match they did with John McEnroe and Andre Agassi.
Oh, that'd be a good one. By the way, Craig Kimbrell, our old friend from the Dodgers, is now in Philadelphia.
And my old friend, you mean hated enemy?
Yes. Yeah. He's walked the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth for
that's
the Dodgers. One away, and it looks like Kimbrell is going to stay in the game.
And 215 just tagged Tempest.
Max Muncy is going to be the hitter with the bases loaded.
Tagged them quickly.
215. They're representing Philly.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. We're talking about tag.
Tag.
Good job, Ireland, though.
And I was going to ask a fashion question.
Yeah, please do.
What's the fashion question?
So wait, but can we do... Oh, we can't do play-by-play. That's right.
Can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I can't do play-by-play.
Yeah, because Max Muncy's up with
Max
the bases
Muncy,
loaded.
Bases loaded. Okay. Bottom of the ninth.
He's going to hit a grand slam.
Craig Kimbrell.
Craig Kimbrell wines.
Anybody want to bet me he's
going to
hit a grand slam?
Swung out and missed.
Wow.
Oh, swung out and left. I feel like this might
John
be...
John Ireland is
talking about swung out and missed. Grand slam. Swung out and missed.
I thought it swung on a miss.
But I'm really far away
that
from the TV and I'm not wearing my glasses.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You really thought he swung and missed?
Didn't I call it?
You just Charlie Steinered everybody.
I did. That was a
you
great one.
Charlie
Where's
Steiner
your glasses,
alone?
By the way? I need those. Yours are the best ones.
Yeah, I have great glasses. Go to an optometrist.
Wow, what a walk-off.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Ireland,
Max,
what are the lottery numbers today?
Yeah, I wish.
By the way, it's still 1-0,
2-5. That is a big win. I think when you come from behind, because they were down 5-0.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Gavin Stone.
You get a little extra something out of that.
Gavin Stone's going to be good one day, but today's not that day.
Not his day.
Yeah.
Not his
day. Wow.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
I heard your keys to the game yesterday. I thought they were fantastic.
Did you add more keys?
Solid.
We did not add more keys because as I texted you yesterday, your five keys were
so
better
good.
Than
so
our
strong.
Seven keys. Yeah. I feel like keys should not be
we're
our thing.
We're revisiting the keys.
Are you really?
Just check off. We're going to give letter grades to the keys.
You should call them takeaways.
Yeah.
These are. We did 11 takeaways from the game today.
Oh, nice.
We're going to revisit our keys. We're going to see if the key still opens the lock.
Right.
Right. It's a key party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Just like that.
And we may call Key to see if he has any extra keys.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Larry David would love the way you brought that home. You know what I'm saying? At the key party, that was a good line.
Yeah.
It was at the right time.
It was
time.
A callback.
It was a callback line.
No, you love a good callback.
Mm-hmm.
No question. So, Shadano, were you surprised last night?
No. I thought it's a toss-up. I thought the Lakers had a clear advantage, and I thought it was very obvious one team had more time to prepare than the other.
So now have you, yesterday you weren't ready to make a prediction, are you?
Oh, yeah. Have you made one?
Yeah, Lakers in seven.
Lakers in seven.
When did you make that prediction?
I still think, I made it.
Just now?
Yeah.
After game one?
Randomly? I hadn't even really,
it's a post game one? You're not allowed to make a prediction.
ESPN.com asked you to give your prediction.
I hadn't thought about it yet.
Yesterday you told me, what are we doing? We have to make predictions. Now you just randomly, just flippantly, just make a prediction.
We'll give you credit for it. Lakers in seven.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't care, but. I don't need credit.
Hey, by the way, Mace.
Yeah.
You'll know this.
Yeah.
So Gratterall blew
I just did that to be a jerk.
Gratterall blew the save, right?
Yes, he did.
Doesn't he get the win now?
He does.
He does get the win.
Yeah.
Winner, Brewster, Gratterall.
Yeah, boy, that's a misleading
number. Can he just get like a real closer, too?
I'm telling you, Evan Phillips should be the guy. Evan Phillips was great last year. Had like a 1.25 ERA. Came into every tough situation.
Is Yancy Almonte still on the team?
Yeah, he was good last night. He can be good.
Yeah.
He hasn't been good so far.
Taking Tempest off. And 215 are tied at one apiece.
Yeah.
And the thing about this tag game is at any point you might slam your head directly into one of these
pipes. Into a bar, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what would happen to me.
Or Mason for sure.
Max Muncy swing and a miss.
Grand slam.
I can't believe you thought he swung and missed. Ireland literally told you, hey, I bet you he hits a grand slam.
I don't have my glasses on. I don't have my glasses on. The TV's way over there.
Mace is not that far.
It is. My glasses. I need my glasses to see the TV.
Where are your glasses?
I don't
apparently,
wear them
if you think
pride.
A grand slam is a strike,
of pride. I don't wear my glasses because of pride. I'm not willing to give in.
You thought he was joking? Like, he's clearly ahead of us. You didn't realize that?
No, I thought you called that out of the blue, John. Didn't you?
No.
Oh, I thought
I'm ahead
you
of
predicted
you.
It.
Wow.
No.
Good poker face.
Oh. Well, that's no fair.
He gave
I thought
you the hint.
I thought you predicted a Max Muncy Grand
still
Slam, and then it happened.
A swing and a miss.
I thought.
What did you
I
think?
Said,
tell
anybody want to bet
think?
Me that this is a Grand Slam, and you go swing and a miss.
Well, I thought you were making a prediction, and you were just lucky. Instead, you actually saw it before we saw it.
Of course,
no,
you did.
It just it popped up on Twitter like 10 seconds
no,
before you guys saw it.
Really?
Yeah, from someone probably
what are we,
in the game.
6 weeks behind here in this studio?
No, it's probably
no. You're about 10 seconds behind.
Right? Someone probably at the game is what Ireland saw on Twitter.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to throw a fastball into Max Muncy.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
Oh my God! Can you find that audio of us yelling Grand Slam and Mason yelling swing and a miss? I mean, that please. That's some of the all time audio.
That's a piece of something. That's a piece of something.
Hey, John,
I'm here to be the dumb guy.
Hey, oh, you do
mission
that
accomplished.
you own that corner.
Yeah. Now, how are you going to get my name into the Les Snead interview?
Okay. How are you going to be dumber than him?
Okay, well, that's a good question. How am I going to, A, get your name into the Les Snead interview?
Yep. Yeah.
And B, what are you and I going to do on Friday when we are at Solita?
Oh, my God. You did
Mason
awful.
Is wrong.
Yeah, thank
you,
You
did
you,
that
Les.
Awful twerk off that last time.
Yeah, the twerk off was...
That twerk off was fire.
Well, I oh won, God, so was, I was okay with it.
It was so bad.
Yeah. Well, dude, when I got up on that tree and I was twerking that tree...
Yeah, you waited too long for that.
That's
true.
On a tree.
That's true.
You should have humped the tree first.
I twerked that tree.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't have any good ideas. Do you have any good ideas?
I don't have any yet.
Stuff. I don't have any bits right now.
Anybody have good ideas?
Yeah. You?
Me?
Shadano?
I don't know.
Something stupid
I think I
we
came
can
up
do?
With the twerk off that day.
You did.
Yeah.
Ireland,
so
any ideas for Friday?
Well, Mace, you now that you're drinking alcohol again.
I'm not drinking Friday. I'm stone cold
I think
sober.
It should be a de facto drinking contest.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, here, you know what?
Never in public.
We have the
great... No, I shouldn't say never in public. Never on the job.
We have the great Max Muncy Grand Slam audio. Let's hear it. Max Muncy's up with
Max
the bases
Muncy,
loaded.
Bases loaded. Okay. By the way,
ninth.
Bottom
he,
of the
he's going to hit a Grand Slam.
Craig Kimbrell,
wine.
Anybody
want to
bet me he's going to hit a Grand Slam?
Swung on a miss.
Wow.
Oh, swung on left right field line.
John Ireland.
What are you talking about? Swung on a miss.
I think that's a good call.
No, the funny part
I got
is,
caught up in the moment.
The funny part is when you realized we realized it was a grand slam, you started then trying to say it really fast. You didn't even know what you were saying.
But you got to give me credit for Craig Kimbrell Wines and Deals.
Yeah.
That's very player-by-play guy.
Yeah, you want credit for calling something strike one that was actually a grand slam?
I don't have my glasses.
I don't have my glasses.
I can't see.
What time is Les Snead on?
4:30.
Okay,
you now, want me to work you into Lester Snead?
Correct. Mason is wrong.
And I don't think he goes by Lester.
Mm. Could be Leslie.
Could be.
You know, the way you can work him in, Cap, is Mason, actually, he's a season ticket holder for the Rams.
Correct.
He wants them to lose every game so they can get Caleb Williams.
Is this true, Mace?
If they lose every game, I'm okay.
Really?
Yeah. I am okay. I am okay. If next year, because it's a setup year, right? If you're setting up for
think
Caleb
they can make
Williams,
the wild card.
Do you really?
I do.
God, I would be great.
If Stafford is healthy, I think they can be a wild card team.
It'd be great. I mean, they signed
the
a bunch
NFC
of
stinks, dude.
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a two team conference.
Yep.
San Francisco and
Philly.
Philly, and that's it.
San Francisco and whoever else.
Yeah, whoever. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's basketball.
Ireland, I've been on the air too long.
Bring home game. You know, game number two. Get greedy.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Do it.
Unbelievable.
Do it. All right. That's it. Coming up tomorrow, it is game two. Momo's going to be here along with John Ireland. It is
a
three person weave
to the big Slee extravaganza.
Leading up to pre with Slee. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow. Big day. In the meantime, Shadano and Cappy with Les Snead coming up at 4:30.
Yeah.
710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah, come on.
We got keys.
Yeah, we do.
Re-keys.
Can I just say something, though? Like, analysis aside, how, as a sports fan, how freaking unbelievable was that game last night, wherever you were watching it?
It was great.
You know? Like, if you weren't a Laker fan and you weren't a Warrior fan and you lived in Philadelphia or New York or Miami, and you didn't really have a dog in the fight, but you were like LeBron versus Steph, game one, the whole building is dressed in yellow. Is that, are they in L.A.? What's the deal there?
I mean, they're Golden State.
I understand.
Yeah.
But
they should have done it on a day, though, then they didn't wear their gold uniforms.
Right.
Correct. I get
right.
you.
Yeah. Or maybe they could have said, hey, Lakers, here's the thing. We gave away gold T-shirts, so you guys wear the black uniforms. We're going to wear the yellow uniforms so that we look like the home team. But all I'm saying is that as a sports fan, if you're not a fan of one of these two teams, George, that was unbelievable, entertaining drama that we saw play out last night. It was freaking awesome.
It was freaking awesome. That's what the playoffs are. This is what you've been missing all those years in San Diego without a basketball team.
You're right. I feel like the last time I was really this into the Lakers, this dialed in to the Lakers, were the Kobe Shaq years. You know, other than that, from the time that the Kobe Shaq dynasty ended and through Kobe and Powell. But after that, yeah, man, I didn't have a basketball team to follow every day. Last night was unbelievable. Just stylistically speaking, how these two teams play such different styles.
Oh, I mean, you can't get any further away from each other. One team is going to shoot 53s, and the other one is going to try to attack the paint, basically.
And the way Anthony Davis, particularly in the first quarter, I'll go through the first half, but the way Anthony Davis was able to score, it wasn't all just a bunch of dunks or a bunch of alley-oops, or anything close to the basket. There were plenty of mid-range and longer mid-range jump shots that he knocked down. So it was really quite amazing to see one team bombing away and the other team saying, no, we don't want to do that. We want to go inside. I wonder if that can that remain? I mean, adjustments will be made on the Golden State side, but can that continue like that?
No, from game to game, things will be different. I think Anthony Davis can certainly continue doing the stuff he's doing because they don't have a matchup for him. How about this, Laura? Hit the music.
Ooh.
We had our top five keys yesterday.
Okay.
Going into the game. They All were right. AD needs to dominate on both ends. LeBron's demeanor in this series has to change. The Lakers defense will be tested. It was in ways it wasn't against Memphis. D'Lo will have a ton of pressure on him, and the Steph conundrum. Okay. How do you deal with Steph Curry and guarding him?
Okay.
All right. How would you grade number one?
AD needs to dominate on both ends of the floor?
I would give him an A+.
No, I'm going to give him an A.
An A?
Yeah.
Why an A? He's the first player to do what he did since Shaq in a Laker uniform.
Here's why.
Why?
Because I know that there's more in there. And there's a 38-22 kind of performance. So look, was he fantastic last night? Yes, he was. Is there room for more? Yes, there is.
Okay. All right.
This is how you get more out of great players, yeah, George.
Yeah. I'm sure you know how to get more out of great players.
That's right. That's what how a coach gets more from a great talent.
When you were coaching that little league team, how'd that team do?
They did great.
Yeah.
Oh no, that one.
Yeah.
They did terrible.
Yeah.
The other one though did really great.
But there was one of them was like 0-18.
0-19 until we finally won a game.
There you go.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was not able to get those kids to get what I'm getting out of AD.
Yeah. LeBron's demeanor in this series has to change. And what I meant by that was he can't be just relying on shooting threes. I would give him a D in this game.
Yeah, I felt like there were times where LeBron was just bombing away because it just seemed like an easier thing to do than to really go to the rack.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's do this. And we touched on this yesterday. It's hard to go into the paint, particularly for a perimeter player, because you're going to get hammered in there, especially in the playoffs. And he's 38, and he's on two busted wheels, but nonetheless, he knows what he's got to do. I gave him a D for that effort yesterday in regards to his offensive output. Now, he was great. He had 3 or 4 blocks or whatever it was.
Yep, a couple of big ones.
You know, steals. I thought he played, the rest of his game was fine, but offensively, no. He knows he needs to do better than that. D for that effort.
You hear that, LeBron? My man Sedano says a D as in do better.
Yeah, he knows he's got to put his head down and do that. He knows that. There's no. I don't have to tell him that. What the hell do I have to tell him for?
Well, you just gave him a D.
Well, I mean, we're trying to be honest. I don't think he would give himself a passing grade on the offensive side yesterday.
I mean, you gave Stephen A. Smith a hard time for saying that maybe there's a healthy fear of Steph Curry. You found that to be disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
That's D. That's a D for disrespect right there.
There's no fear. That's
I'm giving
ridiculous.
LeBron a C.
Yeah. Okay. All right, fair enough. Lakers defense will be tested in ways. Well, I'm the one that's supposedly always, easy on LeBron.
Yeah, you're giving him a D for being down on LeBron.
Yeah. So, Lakers defense will be tested in ways it wasn't against Memphis. It was, clearly, tested in ways it wasn't against Memphis. I would say that I'd give them a solid B for their defense yesterday, maybe even a B+.
I will give them a B-. Because that 14-0 run late in that game, they got really lucky. I mean, they got out of there with the win.
Yeah,
Anthony Davis came up with a huge block.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell came up with a huge basket.
Yeah.
They survived. I'm giving them a B-.
Yeah, and then lastly, the Steph conundrum. This one is tough because in the middle two quarters, they did a really good job on Steph. Now, it's funny because in the game that Steph played, which was his first game back after the injury, he also had a similar game where he had like two good quarters and two bad quarters. I thought Vanderbilt did a fantastic job. I thought Schroeder did a really good job on him. Then once Steph had the ball in his hands and they stopped running him off screens, that kind of changed things a little bit. So I'm going to give them, I'll give him a B for Steph. Like, you're not going to hold Steph down, but, and yes, he was much better in the fourth quarter, but I think that overall, that effort deserves a B on Steph.
I'm giving the Lakers an A- for what they did against Steph Curry last night. 27 points, held him to under 30. That's number one. And number two, he didn't kill you. So, you know, when he scores 50, he kills you. When he scores 27 and you look at Klay scoring 25, they didn't kill you. So, you know what? You were able to win on the road and keep Steph under 30, A-. How about that?
There's our recap of the keys from yesterday. I felt like we had good keys, though.
Solid keys.
Those keys were all part of what ended up transpiring.
The other thing is,
we knew that was coming.
There's one other key, okay? And I'm going to tell you that there's one other guy. I keep mentioning this guy, and he came up big last night, okay? I'll tell you who that is, by the way. I don't mind telling you because Les Snead is coming up. We're going to talk some Rams draft here in a minute. But Dennis Schroeder last night, come on. I told you, man, you got to have something out of this guy. Can't have a goose egg. 19 points last night. Big performance by Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, he got to the line. I mean, you don't need it, though.
You needed it last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
That's why it's a team win.
Yeah.
It's not just an AD win. It's a team win.
No, it's an AD win.
No,
bro.
It's my theory of 1-1-2.
Those teams?
Yeah.
Dennis Schroeder doesn't get 19 if AD's not going for bonkers in that game.
Right. 1-1-2 is the theory.
Yeah.
One big night from AD, one big night from LeBron, two big nights from the team. Last night goes into the two category. It's my theory.
Yeah. That's a crappy theory.
I mean, your friend's 2-1-1 theory sucks.
Nah, it actually works.
My theory.
All right. Speaking of theories, we'll find out the Rams theory during the draft here in just a second. Les Snead is going to stop by here in about 3 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Happy birthday to the godfather of soul. Music still rocks, man. You know what rocked this weekend?
Tell me.
The Rams having all these picks.
There was like 14 picks.
I mean, it was insane. Les Snead, the general manager of your Los Angeles Rams on your home of the Los Angeles Rams, 710 ESPN. He joins us now here on Sedano and Cap. Les, I mean, you guys just making up for the picks you didn't have the previous years? What? 14? Good Lord. I feel like you were a pig in bleep. You know what I'm saying? Doing all these picks this week.
You know, 14, I do know one of our analysts sent me an Excel spreadsheet and probably having 14 this weekend. So since 2017, I think we've had the third most draft picks of any team in the NFL. So that does rebut a little bit of the, let's call it, narrative that's been out there. But I think the 14 definitely added. And obviously, in those stats, we hadn't had a first rounder since 2017. So a lot of those picks do come on, you know, day two, and most of them on day three.
Well, you know what's interesting? I'm with you on that, because I remember when you guys won the Super Bowl, I kept, you know, getting, you know, on these shows on ESPN, on television, on radio, and people were talking to me about like how you guys bought this team. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, I kept rebutting by saying, yeah, I think they have like 25, 26 guys on this roster that they drafted. So I don't know if that's they bought the team at all. More, half the team, if not more, of the active guys are guys that they drafted. Did I have that number right from back then?
You know, I think you're exactly right. I know there was a tweet someone sent me, I believe, there was the Final Four teams and the two conference championships. I think we were the most homegrown team of the four. I do know that between us and Cincinnati, we were the most homegrown team of the two in that Super Bowl. And I know they spent they did a lot of buying of – their defense was made up of a lot of UFAs. So I do know that I get the narrative based on how we've done things and some of the splashy moves that probably, you know, outweigh, let's call it the – that's probably one through about eight players, and then the other 45 players kind of get lost in the shuffle there.
All right, Les, I'm curious, who has everybody wanted to talk to you about? 14 guys drafted. Who's the number one guy everybody wants to ask you about?
I mean, I could make the joke and sarcastically say the punter from Wingate.
that's exactly where I was going.
I grew up in the Southeast. So Stetson Bennett gets a lot of attention, but that's probably a little bit of geographical bias.
All right. Well,
I was raised.
That's why I asked, though, because Sedano here and I, we don't agree on the Stetson Bennett pick, okay? I think it's a brilliant pick. It's a low-risk pick in the fourth round with a potentially high reward. When you guys are analyzing this kid, I see a guy who won two national championships at Georgia and had to fight his way to get to play at Georgia. People see a 26-year-old guy who had some public drunken thing. Just explain the analysis on Stetson Bennett, the pick I love that Sedano hated.
Well, I think if we give Sedano his due, probably the 26, and maybe the height is what pushes it toward in Sedano's favor. And you're getting older quarterbacks, so you got a little bit shorter runway. I do. If we were going to give, you know, you the thumbs up, I do think, if you think about Georgia, they won their first national title in 2021, and then basically their entire defense was drafted, other than probably Jalen Carter. So you come back in 2022, and it's not an easy road in terms of, hey, everyone's back and we're just going to, you know, sell right to a second national title. Well, I'll put it simply as this. I said it a lot this week. When I went to watch an SEC defensive player, you'd always put that player on against Georgia. Why? Georgia's got a good offensive line, but they're one of the better teams. And I do – what you found yourself doing is going, you might be watching a DB, a DL, a linebacker for another team. You just kept noticing Stetson going, wait a minute, this kid right here, he's got a little something to him. He's not just, you know, he's just not, he's not just along for the ride. He's actually helped driving the bus.
Yeah, I mean, look, honestly, I would have, you know, it was more because I would have liked, you know, I'm not you, right? But I would have, I liked the kid that went right before him, actually. The kid from Fresno State, Hayner. I got a chance to do his bowl game. I spent a lot of time around Jeff Tedford that week talking to him about the kid and just what, you know, what he had, you know, the makeup of the kid. So I really, it was more of me being selfish. I thought he'd be a great fit with you guys. You know, maybe Stetson is too. Look, Sean is unbelievable with quarterbacks. Look what you guys did with John Wolford. And I'm just some gas bag here sitting on the radio. But I really did like the kid from Fresno that went right before.
But you also have a guy.
Go ahead,
Les.
No, you go ahead.
Well, but
go
you
ahead.
Also have a guy in Bennett. This is what I loved about it. He's a Georgia guy. He'll look up to Matthew Stafford, and Matthew Stafford will want to mentor this kid. That's one of the other reasons I love this pick.
Yeah, but I think Matthew would have mentored anybody.
But it's different. There's a brotherhood that you guys are both Georgia Bowl. That's how I look at it, Les.
Yeah. I just like the Hayner kid. That's all it was. Yeah.
Hey, Fresno, the Hayner kids that you – Definitely, you love the makeup. You love the QB brain. He anticipated. He sees the field well. I think one thing Stetson compared to him, there's a deceptive element of mobility, a deceptive element of speed, and being able to do some things with his feet that maybe some other QBs can. And that's the nature of the business. And that adds another club in his golf bag when he's trying to move the chains.
I thought you guys did a hell of a job with the offensive line. Obviously, you know, a need, considering you had 13, I believe, different starting lineups there. You took the kid from Georgia, who was an all-SEC player, maybe a little small for the position. So I guess, you know, that kind of makes him drop in some people's eyes. But I think he was a hell of a player, certainly, as well, protecting Stetson. And then, of course, Avila from TCU is fantastic. Tell us about the guys along the O-line who don't usually get all the love that the skill position guys get.
Well, you started with the later pick, from Georgia, and the interesting thing about him is he, you know, yes, definitely a little bit smaller than normal in height and stature, but definitely has the length in his arms. One thing that was really neat about him is similar to you go back to your QB from Fresno. This kid's football acumen's off the charts. He was able to really learn and participate in all five positions, including center, while he was at Georgia. So very versatile. But the pass protection, you know, on the outside is one of the reasons, you know, we definitely invested in him. And the kid from TCU, just a fun player to watch, really because of his size. You get a 330-pound guy. So that just gives that player, you know, something, some physics that other players do not have. Nice, nimble feet for a big man. And to see him go from center in previous years to guard this year, all the way from game one, to be able to see him finish the season really at the Senior Bowl, but those last two games against Michigan and Georgia, and they had two first round defensive linemen that you got to see him go, you know, face off against and actually fare very well.
So Les, you joked about the punter from Wingate. I was watching when that pick went down, and it was amazing to me that ESPN had all this footage of this guy. I don't know where Wingate is. Do you?
Come on.
I don't know what division they play in. Do you? I
mean, you're a liar. You're lying to Les because I told you yesterday where it was.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did tell me North Carolina. That's right. That's right.
This man just lied to you.
Not a
lie. Lied right to your ear.
No. That you see, there's a difference between forgetting and lying, Les. Okay. Les, seriously, Wingate. What division do they play? Where'd you find this guy?
You know what? I hadn't figured out the division yet, and I'll give our special teams Coach Chase Blackburn, Jeremy Springer, his assistant. Someone asked me, I think Jordan Rodriguez said, hey, describe those two, describe Chase in the hunt for a kicker, punter, and long snapper. I said, Thorokus. And it was this, I'm making up a word. They were very thorough and focused. Neat thing about him, here's a trivia that my wife gave me yesterday. Frank Wright's brother is the head football coach at Wingate.
Oh, so no way.
There you go.
That's something I learned yesterday. But neat thing about that kid was, he did both. He could punt, and if you do some YouTubes, boy, the hang time he has. There's some crazy videos out there of him basically kicking that ball close to space and back. But being able to be dual threat in terms of kicking off, so you could have a place kicker who didn't have to kick off, and also definitely be an emergency place kicker in time. So neat player, fun player. It's not normally fun to watch a punter punt. Boy, does he have a cannon of a leg.
And you guys have a obviously a really good history of picking those players at those positions, the kicker and the punter. Les Snead joining us here, the general manager of your Los Angeles Rams here on the home of the Rams, 710 ESPN, Sedano and Cap with you here. So speaking of punting, I actually was just on, we were doing a crosstalk with Mason and Ireland, the show before us, and we were talking about you guys, and I actually said, I think if the quarterback stays upright and they don't have to go through 13 offensive line changes, you know, they can be in the mix here. A lot of people think you're punting on this season. What would you say to those people?
No, I think I would say that we're definitely not punting on the season, and I think you're exactly right. When you have a Matthew Stafford, when you pair him with Cooper Kupp, who's got an offensive MVP in his bag, on the other side of the football, you have Aaron Donald, who changes the math. You're going to have a chance as long as we surround them with the right, let's call it, co-pilots and lieutenants and Robins. And we evolve collectively as a team from, let's call it, game one to game 16, we're going to definitely have a chance. And we look forward to taking a step back, not necessarily going from world champs and are you going to repeat or not, but going into this season going just like we've always done, a little bit boring. Let's take this thing one game at a time. Let's figure out, you know, us versus them. What can we do that game to give us the best chance to win that game? Go play good football and see how it goes. And over the last 5 or 6 years, that's kind of been our philosophy, and it's worked well. So definitely looking forward to it.
Hey, Les, last question. Not so much player-centric. It's draft-centric. So last year, George and I did the broadcast from the draft house you guys had, I want to say in Beverly Hills. This year, I saw on ESPN, I think it was in Tarzana, right?
That's correct.
Does it change the way you and your team does your job? Because everybody else is in headquarters. Everybody's in the war room. You know, you guys are like, no, we're going to a really cool house. We're renting a really awesome house, and we're going to, you know, just all kind of do our thing there. Does it change the way you do your job at your office versus out in the house?
No, it really doesn't. In the way the draft house this year is called the Draft Lab set up, where we're really doing business is isolated from everyone else. So that element would, whether we were, you know, at CLU, our facility, or anywhere else, those of us that are at the end of the day responsible for making those decisions are going to be isolated, and we're going to call people in when necessary. Neat thing about doing it at a house, I do think, is when all of our, let's call it, a lot of our player personnel people do not live in Los Angeles. They're spread out across the country, you know, our scouts and such. So I do think it has been an organic, natural thing that in a house setting like this, our scouts come into town and they get to mingle with the coaching staff and other support staff, things that wouldn't happen at CLU, and that most coaches would go to their offices, most scouts to their offices, things like that. So that's been a neat organic thing. But where we do business is isolated. So that would take place no matter where we're at.
It's kind of like Air Force One. If the president switches planes, that then becomes Air Force One. So the war room becomes wherever the hell Les wants to be, right, Les?
That's a good way to do it. I mean, maybe a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit less than the president and Air Force One.
Less Snead then. It's a little less Snead then. That's what that is.
Les, man, look, good luck this season. Thank you for taking the time to talk to a bunch of schmoes like us. We always appreciate it. Let's talk again soon and enjoy the offseason. Hopefully we'll see you at camp soon.
Definitely. Appreciate it. Good. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
I like that you and I have a very differing opinion on that quarterback.
Yeah.
I like that we could work it out and have it adjudicated by the general manager.
He liked my guy, though.
He did like your guy.
Yeah.
He did, and the guy was unavailable.
Yeah.
But he liked Stetson Bennett. You know why? Because every time you turn on the defensive tape to look at other guys, Stetson Bennett jumps off the tape.
Yeah, he's also got a rock star team around him, so there's that, too.
This guy, I'm telling you, this guy's going to surprise you, George.
He's barely taller than me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but that's all right. So is Kyler Murray. You know, so is Russell Wilson.
Kyler Murray also, and
so
Russell
is Drew
Wilson
Brees.
Built a little different, I would say.
Than you?
Yes.
What about this guy?
Maybe a little bit, not that much more.
Stetson Bennett.
Maybe me, maybe 20 years ago me.
Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
This is a Drew Brees kind of character right here.
Okay. I hope you're right.
Big shoes.
Hope you're right. All right, we're way over the break. Thanks to Les. Coming up next, let's get back to hoops. All right. Big night last night for the Lakers. They take a 1-0 lead. Let's get into the coaches. Darvin, there was a question going into this. Now, I don't think he deserves an A. I'll explain why next. Might as well, you're addicted to love. Great video, man.
Is the video with the girls all wearing the tight black skirts?
And the guitars.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just doing the little
dance
move.
Notice you didn't mention the guitars.
Just little dance moves.
Just went right to the tight skirts.
Right. Little,
by the way, you're a piece of work.
What do you mean?
All right, let's just start with this.
Go ahead.
Let's work backwards. While we're in the commercial, there was a commercial for one of our proud partners and sponsors, right? Terranea.
Yep.
A beautiful resort in Palos Verdes.
Very fancy.
Let me tell you something. It is, in my opinion, humbly, the most beautiful resort in all of this state. And I have been to a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
It is incredible. If you've never been, you should go.
I haven't been.
You should go.
We should all go.
That's what I think.
But,
so this is what he said. He's like, man, it'd be great if we get some trade for that, if I can get there. All he wants is free stuff.
What's wrong with that?
All he wants is free stuff for him.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What are you trading?
Well, what is your trade?
Well, I'm saying the radio station here must have some trade.
No. What are you trading?
Yeah, what are you actually giving to Terranea?
Yeah, what does Terranea get from you?
Well, I would say, I'm going to come stay at your place for the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Taking a lot of nice pictures.
Yeah.
I'm going to show it off to my Instagram audience, my Twitter audience. I'm an influencer. That's exactly right, Georgie. I'm going to influence.
You're going to influence.
Then I'm going to come on the radio on Monday and say, hey, these folks are our sponsors. They're our partners. I had a wonderful experience. I ate at this great restaurant.
Well, don't give it all away now.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So that's why you notice I'm not saying the names. Okay? So you see, you got to hold something back.
You've got an idea, George.
So George, I said to Georgie, go, buddy, it'd be nice to have a bunch of trade to that place.
Yeah.
You know, and George is like, you're the worst.
You're the worst. You only want free stuff.
Yes. That's true.
That's all you want in life. You literally do this job just to get the free stuff.
I mean, to be honest, I kind of do the same. Like, everything I wear is free.
Yeah, but still, he makes way more money than you.
He makes a lot more money than I do.
No, you do. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's okay.
Do you know how much money I make?
I do not.
Do I know how much money you make?
He can, though.
I can find out.
I want to know
how much money you make.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how much money I make.
I know, because I don't think it's that much different.
It's different.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Different scale.
It's probably like at least half, if not more.
If anyone deserves the free trade over there, this guy.
Right. Bergie, let's get some for me and you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for me and you. Yeah.
I like that I'm being dragged into all of this right now.
What did you make of our Les Snead interview?
I was walking around. I didn't get to hear a lot of it, but I heard you were saying that something during crosstalk you were talking about something.
Yeah, because I said to I told Mason, I think they can maybe make the wild card.
I cannot
if they keep it upright.
I can't even believe you, Bergie. I mean, the way you have, like, today just gone against everything you stand for.
What did I go against?
I mean, dude, first of all, you allowed Rob Pelinka on the afternoon show with Mason Ireland, you allowed that?
Rob Pelinka.
You're allowing Les Snead to come on with us?
That's not even allowing. We should have Les Snead on.
Okay.
Les Snead is great. You guys do a great
guests.
Job with
he
Les
He was
Snead.
Great. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if there was a guest issue.
See, this
they
is,
had calls
this is
on his show?
Thing. Yeah, we have calls because...
I heard the calls.
Yeah. Right, because everything has to have a reason behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just do it just for the sake of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Having Rob Pelinka on after winning game one, that's a great get. That's a great person to have on, and he has a lot to say. Les Snead coming on right after the draft, and you guys do a great job talking to him and getting him to be opening up. You used to do that with McVay too, George. So those are good interviews. Those are interesting interviews.
All right. Okay.
Same with calls. There's a lot to say there.
Okay. I heard a lady call the show today, and she
said, great.
She said, hey, I love you guys. I listen to you guys every day. Great start. Then it just completely went off the rails from there. And I'm like, see, this is why Bergie doesn't want calls.
Right.
Because this lady was a bad caller.
Well, we did a whole 2 hours worth of calls a couple weeks ago, and it was literally just don't let Bergman win.
And I lost that day.
That day you did lose.
I did lose that day.
Anyway, it would be nice
I lost today, apparently, according to you, saying I went against everything that I stand
right.
for.
Right. I mean, all your principles.
He's saying you're a jellyfish.
Are you saying I'm a flip-flopper?
No spine.
Oh, is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what a jellyfish has. No spine.
I didn't know that reference.
No, I didn't get it either, but it's okay. But now you're calling me a flip-flopper then.
Not really.
Mace is the flip-flopper.
He is a flip-flopper.
Not really a flip-flopper.
Yeah.
No. Really. I stick to it. Yeah. I chose Memphis.
Do you think Mason is mad that you didn't make the reference to him like he did to you with Rob Pelinka?
Well, I was going to say to Les Snead, hey, look, you know, our colleague.
Oh, you didn't do it.
Steve Mason.
No.
Season ticket holder.
That's a jellyfish.
Has a loser mentality going into this season. Do you share such mentality?
But I did ask a question that was similar.
That's what happened. Is George was like, hey, earlier today with Mason in Ireland, you know, Mason says this. And so, you know, I kind of felt like
Mason. I just said there are plenty of people that think you're punting on the season.
What
was his answer?
Because we were just talking about the punter.
From Wingate.
Yeah.
What was his answer?
I think it was a great question, and I feel like if you worded it your way, Cappy, I feel like it probably wouldn't have gotten as good of a response, right?
No, it wouldn't have landed, huh?
Yeah, I just think it sounded, you know, it sounds a little combative when you say, well, Mason thinks that you're, you know, you guys are planning to lose.
So well, right, knows- but don't you understand that, like, part of that is not, it's not to be nasty to Les.
Oh, I know, it's to be
nasty to Mason.
But right. he doesn't know how he's receiving that.
Because right. what Mason said to Rob Pelinka was, is that I want to meet Rob Pelinka. But I didn't let Ramona take me over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ramona didn't hold my hand.
You turtled. Yeah.
So when Mason tells Rob Pelinka that I turtled,
yeah. turtle.
I have to tell Les Snead.
That's funny.
It's a great movie.
That Mason has a loser really. Mentality. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I got to come back with something.
Right. No, you do.
And but you didn't.
No, I didn't because I felt that George had kind of gone into that.
Or you turtled.
You know? Well, you could have found another way to mix Mason in.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, you didn't have to do that. There's other ways you could have mixed Mason in.
Yeah.
Like, Mason didn't do anything. He didn't, like, tell Rob you had, like, some sort of hot take or anything. He just kind of mentioned you.
Yeah, he just mentioned you, like, hey, so the Momo was going to bring you along. You heard it.
And then
you could have said, so Mason and Les Snead actually know each other because we have a drop that says Mason is wrong because he actually says when he was on,
he could have worked Mason in another way.
Could have said something like, do you think Mason is right? And then we could have just played No Mason is Wrong.
Yeah, you actually deals. Could have played that and he would have laughed and said, like, I remember when I said that.
Yeah. I know, I was talking hardcore football. I was really into
you
it.
You were really, like, you were doing, like, the CBS Fox pregame.
Yeah. There's been a lot
you
of
like
hardcore.
An NFL countdown.
Right.
You've been doing a lot of hardcore sports.
Hardcore.
Yeah, well, doing the five keys yesterday, talking hardcore football.
We recapped the five keys. Yeah. Gave them grades. Right.
Nice.
Don't forget, I also talked yesterday about the tail of the tape and how I think turnovers are a big key to the Lakers winning.
Yeah. They were down last night.
And how the Golden State Warriors are, like, the leaders in the entire NBA in turnover percentage.
Look at that. Where'd you get that from?
I made it all up. I mean, it's pretty much what happened. I just completely made that all up.
You did some research. You went deep diving.
Research.com.
Is that a thing?
It's not, but I just did it.
You could have gone to Lakers Nation. You could have gone to Silver String and Roll.
I like Lakers Nation.
Yeah, because they use Sighted.
It's exactly why I brought it up.
That's true.
See,
they
I was
do.
Just setting it right
Lakers
up
Lakers Nation
them.
Does use Sighted, and they're killing it with Sighted. They are killing it. So while I like Silver Screen and Roll, not as much as Lakers Nation.
It always revolves around you. Always.
That's your what boy we love works about for you. Silver Screen and Roll.
No, it's Lakers Nation. Not anymore.
I bet you want Terranea to use Sighted on their website, too.
It'd be nice if we got some trade to Terranea.
Yeah, you give him a piece of Sighted.
Like go back to the beginning.
How about that? You give him a piece of Sighted, they give you a room.
Okay. That's trade. I get a room.
It's a beautiful place.
Maybe you can get a meal at one of the nice restaurants.
Yeah.
Not only do I want trade for a room and some of the nice restaurants, I'd like to use the spa while I'm there, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the things that I should do as an influencer.
Yeah.
You're influencing.
Yeah. Right.
Influencing what? We'll see. You're a flatulencer. That's what you are.
With your underpants.
Right.
All right. Greg Bergman, you can go now. Thank you.
You've been excused.
All right. Coming up next, Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
The Lakers had a great game plan, but it doesn't mean there weren't things that can be improved upon for game two. We'll get to that coming up. We're back in 2 minutes.